Hi, everyone. I'm Natasha Chen, filling in for Coy today. Wonderful Wednesday to all of you. I'm so grateful to be here with you on this episode of CNN 10. We're halfway through the week, so let's get moving. We'll start with the conflict in Israel and Gaza. We're closely monitoring all developments. Missile strikes continue from both sides of the conflict as the death toll continues to rise. Questions remain as to what's next. As the president of the International Committee of the Red Cross has stated, violence in the region, quote, has the potential to escalate dramatically. Reminder that Monday's episode of CNN 10 has a full explainer on the decades-long dispute around the Gaza Strip. You can find that in our archive section on the CNN 10 YouTube channel or at CNN10.com. We'll continue to report on the story in the days ahead. We go now to India, where flash flooding in the Himalayas has killed at least 70 people. This after a glacial lake overflowed its banks following days of torrential rain. The search for survivors has been hampered by damaged roads, bad weather, and poor communication. As seen in our next segment, there are creative solutions needed to get much-needed supplies to cut off communities. Second trivia, which of these U.S. states became the 31st state in 1850? California, Texas, Nevada, or New Mexico? In 1850, California, with a population of around 90,000, became the 31st state and is now home to around 39 million. Up next, news from the Golden State, where I'm reporting to you from now. California is making history as the first U.S. state to say no to four potentially harmful chemicals in U.S. food products. On Saturday, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law that bans red dye number 3 and other potentially harmful food additives in consumer goods. These ingredients are in a bunch of well-known candies and drinks. We're talking Skittles, protein shakes, instant rice, and even boxed cake. In response to the signing, the California governor said the California Food Safety Act was a positive step forward. For their part, the National Confectioners Association has said that by acting outside of the FDA, the bill's approval will undermine consumer confidence and create food safety confusion. Nothing happens yet, though. The bill won't take effect until 2027.
This helmet will make it easier for deaf and hard of hearing football players to compete. AT&T and Gallaudet University have collaborated to develop the first 5G-connected football helmet. It will allow coaches to select plays on a tablet and send them to a lens inside the helmet. Using augmented reality on a small display, the quarterback can keep their team playing at the pace hearing teams take for granted. AT&T says that the helmet is only the start, and its technology could lead to other applications like improving safety for first responders or on construction sites.
Up next, we continue our coverage of driverless vehicles. Are they safe? Do they make life better? We've seen cars that can switch lanes for you and ones that let you go hands-free behind the wheel. And we've seen driverless taxis and shuttle services. But what about a car available for purchase that would allow you to completely shift your focus off the road? But like most cases, there's a catch. Stick around for more.
If you want a car with helpful automated driving tech, there are lots of options to choose from. Some, like Tesla's Autopilot and others, can keep the car in its lane on the highway, even changing lanes for you. Some, like GM Super Cruise, even let you take your hands off the steering wheel. But they all have one thing in common. You, as the driver, must always keep your eyes and your mind on the road. Not so with Mercedes-Benz's latest Drive Pilot system.
I've been on plenty of car test drives, but this is the first one I've ever been on where I've gone looking to get into a traffic jam. With this button here, I can initiate a system that not only allows me to take my hands off the steering wheel, but, and this is a first, take my eyes off the road. As long as I'm on a major mapped highway and I'm in a traffic jam going less than 40 miles an hour. But this is LA. Traffic jams are super easy to find here.
Once I'm in the right conditions and Drive Pilot is initiated, I can genuinely pay zero attention to driving. This car even lets me watch videos, browse the internet, and play games on the touchscreen like trivia. It's fun, but Drive Pilot only works in a pretty narrow set of conditions. On top of having to be on the highway traveling under 40 miles an hour, it only works in the daytime. And the driver can't turn completely around in their seat or lean way back and take a nap. Various sensors make sure I'm physically in position to take over if I have to. Also, Mercedes chose sunny Southern California for this test drive. If it rained, this wouldn't have worked either. Another reason for California? It's the only state besides Nevada where this tech is currently legal. Now that companies like Waymo and Cruise have self-driving cars giving taxi rides in some places, Mercedes' Drive Pilot system might seem kind of meh. But neither of those companies is close to selling you a car you can park in your own driveway. This is the first time any automaker will sell you a car, provided you can afford a Mercedes S-Class or EQS, plus $2,500 for the first year to unlock the feature, where the car will completely drive for you, even if it's only some of the time.
And for today's 10 out of 10, we're asking, how did the sheep cross the road? A large herd of sheep actually recently crossed the road in Othello, Washington, causing quite the scene. A video shot by a drone showed a massive group of sheep being herded across the road. Think we're trying to be perfidious? Well, look at what it took to get them to the other side with CNN's Jeannie Mose next.
Don't even try counting sheep. There are too many of them. Swirling beneath the drone, recording them in Othello, Washington. A couple of men on utility vehicles herded the sheep while another guy strung plastic fencing across the highway. How did the sheep cross the road? Following each other, like sheep, naturally. It felt like something out of Rawhide.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep them doggies rolling.
Speed it up, it was weirdly mesmerizing and oddly reminiscent of cow art by a Kansas character who calls himself Farmer Derek. Derek drove around strategically dropping feed for the cows so that the drone overhead captured them forming a smiley face.
Look at this, it's perfect! Look at this!
Jeannie Mose, CNN. New York.
And now on to my favorite part of the day. I want to give a special shout out to Oxford Hills Middle School in South Paris, Maine. We see you, and we hope you and everyone watching around the world has a wonderful Wednesday. And thank you to Coach Williams' World Geography Second Hour from Bethany, Oklahoma, for selecting this Wednesday's word, perfidious, which means deceitful and untrustworthy. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you here tomorrow.